Welcome, friend. Come have a seat by the fire while you and I learn about the dorms here at Cedarville University. I'm Cole Burkheiser, and I'd like to read for you, You Live Where? The Faces Behind the Places. Written by Lynn Brock, University Archivist, and the residence hall photos were taken by Scott Huck, the University Photographer. Shall we begin? Many faculty, staff, administrators, trustees, and donors have contributed to the success of Cedarville University over its 137 years of operation. This rich heritage of a number of these is celebrated in the names given to buildings and campus facilities, especially to the residence halls. Many in the campus family might not be familiar with the story of those whose names have become synonymous with these facilities. This exhibit highlights 12 of those honorees for whom residence halls are named, all of whom have passed on to heaven. Case 1, Maddox and Marshall. Maddox Hall, named in memory of Clifford and Miriam Maddox. Clifford Maddox, who lived from 1894 to 1965, was the academic dean from 1956 to 1965. Dr. Clifford Maddox came to Cedarville in 1956 to serve as the academic dean after retiring from his teaching career in Harvey, Illinois. He brought the credibility of years of public education experience and an earned doctorate in education from the University of Chicago to the administrative team at Cedarville. In the 8 years he worked at Cedarville, he took the early steps to build academic credibility and pursue accreditation for the college, laying the foundation for others who completed that task in 1975. Dr. Maddox died unexpectedly in 1965 while attending a conference in New Jersey. Miriam Maddox, who lived from 1906 to 1994, serving as communications faculty from 1959 to 1974. Miriam Maddox moved to Cedarville with her husband Clifford Maddox in 1956. With degrees from John Fletcher College in Iowa in 1928 and Moody Bible Institute in 1931, as well as graduate study at Columbia University and Northwestern University, she had most recently been executive director of the Girl Scouts in Waukegan, Illinois. She was appointed to teach speech at Cedarville in 1959. In addition, she eventually taught interpretive reading, acting, voice and diction, and play production. For 14 years, she directed most of the campus plays, and for 17 years, she planned Cedarville's commencement ceremonies. She retired in 1974, having forged a legacy with her influence on campus culture and on the individual lives of students. Marshall Hall. Gerald Pop Marshall, who lived from 1909 to 1972, was physical plant staff from 1955 to 1972. Pop Marshall worked at a builder's supply company in West Virginia before coming to Cedarville in 1955. In his first years at Cedarville, he was a one-man maintenance department, involved in everything from laying brick, pouring cement, fixing cars, as well as doing plumbing, electrical, and carpentry work. The college even had a cement block making machine, which Pop supervised. He directed the moving of the Army barracks from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base to the campus in 1957, where they became Faith Residence Hall, also known as Old Faith, which has now been demolished. And he helped bring the first observatory to campus from New York. The 1967 Miracle Yearbook was dedicated to Pop Marshall in gratitude for his humble and willing service, especially for being the bus driver for choir tours and athletic teams. He was honored posthumously with the Staff Member of the Year Award after his death in 1972. Marshall Hall, now part of the Hill Dormitory Complex, was named for Pop in 1974. Lawler, Printy, and Willits, Case 2. Lawler Hall. George Lawler, who lived from 1907 to 1983, was a professor of Bible and Greek from 1959 to 1974. After serving as a pastor in several churches, George Lawler came to Cedarville College in 1959, having earned his Ph.D. degree from Grace Theological Seminary. Dr. Lawler has been described as a man who held single-mindedly to the principle of preach the word because of his meticulous study of the scriptures in their original languages and his constant desire to proclaim the word of truth with utmost care, whether in the pulpit, the classroom, or his publications. Dr. Lawler inspired his students by admonition and by example to be eager students of an inspired Word of God. He was named Faculty Member of the Year in 1970 and an honorary alumnus of the college in 1975. The George L. Lawler Greek Award is given in his memory each year to a student with the highest average in elementary and intermediate Greek over 4 semesters. Lawler Hall was named in his honor in 1977. Printy Hall. Beatrice Ma Printy, who lived from 1910 to 1994. She served as the Dean of Women and as a residence hall director from 1972 to 1986. Affectionately known to her girls as Ma Printy, Beatrice Printy came to Cedarville in 1972. She served as Dean of Women from 1972 to 1975 and as the resident director for Maddox Hall from 1972 to 81 and for Willits Hall from 1982 to 86. Ma was known for being fearless, from the huge Cadillac she drove to campaigning as Jim Phipps' running mate in the 1980 Cedar What mock presidential election campaign, and for singing in the New Student Talent Night in 1984. She is remembered for opening her apartment for parties and late-night sessions with the women under her care and for giving of herself generously for the comfort and encouragement of others. In 1978, she was named Staff Member of the Year, and in 1985 was named Honorary Alumna of the Year. The Women's Residence Hall, Printy Hall, was named for her in 1979. Willits Hall. Earl V. Willits, who lived from 1901 to 1990. On the Board of Trustees from 1953 to 1984. Earl Willits, an ordained minister for 50 years, was first associated with Cedarville College through the Baptist Bible Institute of Cleveland, where he was a faculty member. He accompanied the team of trustees that first visited the Cedarville campus in 1953 when the Baptists were considering acquiring the college, which was on the verge of closing after 59 years of operation. Once the acquisition was completed, Willits was one of the original members of the new Cedarville College Board of Trustees, starting in 1953, and he served for more than 30 years. He was named an honorary alumnus of Cedarville College in 1974. In 1982, when Willits Hall was named for him, Reverend Willits could boast that he had at least one child or grandchild attending the college every year since 1953, a total of 18. Brock, McChesney, and McKinney, Case 3. William Brock served as a pastor in Columbus, Ohio, first of Emmanuel Baptist Church for over 10 years, and then of Maranatha Baptist Church for 16 years, and even started the Maranatha Christian School. He was known for his keen business sense, his pastoral skills, his ministry and encouragement to other pastors, and his heart for world missions. Brock served on the Cedarville University Board of Trustees for 31 years, and according to Dr. Paul Dixon, was one of the most important trustees of the formative years of Cedarville College because of his commitment to and vision for its development. In his later years, William Brock served as the state representative for the Ohio Association of Regular Baptist Churches and was the editor of its newsletter. In 1974, Cedarville awarded him the honorary Doctor of Divinity degree. All six of William Brock's children graduated from Cedarville. He was chairman of the board at the time of his death in 1988, when Brock Hall was named for him. McChesney Hall. W. Renwick McChesney, who lived from 1871 to 1944. A professor of theology and president of Cedarville College, who served from 1894 to 1940. Dr. McChesney became the first faculty member at Cedarville College when its doors were officially opened for classes in the fall of 1894. During those early years, he also served Cedarville as secretary of the faculty, vice president, and dean. In 1915, upon the retirement of Dr. David McKinney, Dr. McChesney was named the second president of Cedarville College, serving for 25 years until 1940. He led the college through the difficult days of World War I and the Great Depression. In addition to his ministry at Cedarville College, he briefly served as the interim pastor of the Presbyterian Church in Cedarville from 1903 and 1904, and again in 1906 to 1908. And he also served for 5 terms in the Ohio legislature from the 1930s until his death in 1944. McChesney Hall was named in his honor in 1995. McKinney Hall. David McKinney, who lived from 1860 to 1934. President of Cedarville College, serving from 1894 to 1915. Dr. David McKinney became the first president of Cedarville College in 1894, appointed by the General Synod of the Reformed Presbyterian Church. While president, he continued to serve his congregation of the First Reformed Presbyterian Church in Cincinnati and commuted by train to Cedarville twice weekly to provide leadership in the development of the fledgling college. Dr. McKinney was known for his energy and determination to see the college well established. He knew every student personally, and he was known as an inspiring speaker and a man of intellectual ability. After resigning from the presidency in June 1915, McKinney continued as president emeritus and trustee until his death in 1934. It was said of him that he assumed leadership of an organization that had only a charter and a piece of bare land, and left it a thriving college, free of debt with 3 substantial buildings, a dedicated faculty, loyal alumni, and an increasing number of faithful supporters. Cleveland McDonald, The History of Cedarville College. McKinney Hall, constructed in 1995, was named in his honor. Johnson, Rickard, and Bates, Case 4. Johnson Hall. Clifford Johnson, who lived from 1924 to 2018, was the academic vice president. He served from 1962 to 1987. Dr. Clifford Johnson came to Cedarville in 1962 with a degree in education, first serving as registrar and director of admissions. He was tasked with developing the teacher education program so that Cedarville could eventually receive regional accreditation. Dr. Johnson set up an agreement with Central State University that allowed Cedarville students to initially obtain their teaching certificates from CSU along with a bachelor's degree from Cedarville. He continued to oversee the accreditation process until Cedarville received full accreditation from the North Central Association of Colleges and Schools in 1975. Upon the death of Dr. Clifford Maddox in 1965, Dr. Johnson was appointed Academic Vice President, a position he held until he stepped down in 1987. He continued to serve as assistant to the president until his official retirement in 2003. During World War II, Dr. Johnson enlisted in the Army and became a P-61 Black Widow Night Fighter pilot. Johnson Hall was named in honor of Dr. Johnson in 1999. Rickard Hall. Donald W. Rickard, who lived from 1936 to 2015. The Dean of Students and Vice President of Student Services. He served from 1970 to 2000. Don Rickard came to Cedarville in 1970 to serve as the Dean of Students. Under his leadership, the Division of Student Services expanded to include career services, counseling services, and campus activities. As the division grew, Rickard's role was elevated to Vice President of Student Services. Under his leadership, the division became a significant force in meeting student social needs on campus. Rickard was a student at Cedarville in the 1950s, but transferred to nearby Central State University to earn his BA degree in psychology in 1963 and an MA degree from Eastern Michigan University in 1968. In his early years as dean at Cedarville, he increased the division's interaction with students through a course he taught, serving as the advisor for the Student Government Association and participating in student events. Though his position grew to become more administrative as a vice president, he always continued to focus on supporting the goals of the university by helping students to grow in personal and spiritual maturity through love and discipline. The theme verse for the division was, "By love, serve one another," Galatians 5:13. Upon his retirement in 2000, he continued to represent the university in churches and schools across the country. Rickard Hall was named in his honor in 2002. Bates Hall. Patricia Bates, who lived from 1944 to 2017. Serving as both Dean of Women and the Associate Dean of Students from 1974 to 2010. Pat Bates graduated from Ouachita Baptist University and received a Master of Science degree in Corrections from Xavier University. She began her career in 1974 at Cedarville University as Dean of Women and later retired in 2010 as the Associate Dean of Students. According to Marcy Van Meter, former Disability Compliance Coordinator at The Cove, Cedarville University's Academic Enrichment Center, Pat's true passion for ministry was to build into the lives of students at Cedarville. She talked often of her love for students and spurring them on to develop a deeper relationship with God. As a student, Van Meter knew Bates in the 1980s, but their friendship grew and deepened throughout the years. "When I married my husband, and especially when our children were born, Pat grew to be part of our family. She was a grandmother to our children and was deeply loved by them. My kids are adults now, and their memories of Pat are precious." Bates Hall was named in Pat's honor in 2020. This has been a Cedarville University Centennial Library production. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day. This was written by Lynn Brock, narrated by William Cole Burkheiser, copyright 2023, Cedarville University Centennial Library. Come inside from the rain and Have a seat, why don't you? Because I have for you part two of You Live Where? The Faces Behind the Places. Because there are still so many dorms and great names for us to go through. The text is by Lynn Brock, University Archivist. Audio by Cole Burkheiser, voiceover artist. Most residence hall photos taken by Scott Huck, University Photographer. Many faculty, staff, administrators, trustees, and donors have contributed to the success of Cedarville University over its 137 years of operation. Portions of this rich heritage have been celebrated in the names given to buildings and campus facilities. Many in the campus family may be unfamiliar with the stories of those names that have become synonymous with these buildings. This exhibit features the heroes behind the residence halls. Displayed in two parts, it presents altogether 22 honorees for whom Cedarville residence halls are named. Let's get started, shall we? Harriman and Carr, Case 1. Walter P. Harriman, who lived from 1882 to 1939. Graduated class of 1912 and was on the Board of Trustees from 1922 to 1939. Reverend Walter Harriman was born in Reigate, Vermont in 1882. In 1908, he came to Ohio and entered Cedarville College, where he graduated in 1912. He then attended Western Theological Seminary in Pittsburgh. After graduating seminary, he served as pastor of the Presbyterian Church in Fairview, Pennsylvania, for 7 years before he returned to Cedarville in 1919 to serve the Presbyterian Church here until 1931. He then went on to serve in a Dayton, Ohio church until 1937. During this time, Cedarville College was looking to purchase a home to become its first women's dormitory. In 1940, the Board of Trustees authorized the Executive Committee to purchase the Pollock House at the corner of Main and Chillicothe Streets to serve as a dormitory. That first dormitory was opened in September of 1940 and was named Harriman Hall in honor of Dr. Walter Harriman, an alumnus of Cedarville College and former pastor of the Presbyterian Church in Cedarville. He was also serving on the Board of Trustees at the time of his death in 1939. During its first use as a dormitory, Mrs. Harriman herself was the house mother. Because of ill health, she served in that capacity for only 1 year. Harriman Hall, initially a dorm for women, has switched back and forth between serving women and men over all its years of use. Hugh Carr, who lived from 1913 to 2007. Physical plant staff, serving from 1969 to 1976. Hugh Carr was a business owner in the automotive industry in Western New York and first heard of the college through his son Roy, who attended Cedarville from 1956 to 1960. On one occasion in 1957, when the Cedarville College Choir was on tour in New York, the bus broke down near the hometown of the Carrs. Hugh Carr was summoned to help and, along with the bus driver, Pop Marshall, they were able to repair the bus and get the choir on its way. Marshall then invited Carr to join the maintenance crew at Cedarville, and after that, Dr. Jeremiah would occasionally ask him as well. Hugh Carr and his wife June finally made the decision to move to Cedarville in 1968 and joined the staff. Carr was also involved in several building projects on campus, including the first Science Center in 1972 and the original Marshall and Carr dormitories in 1974. Hugh Carr's grandson, David Carr, currently serves on the Cedarville University Board of Trustees. Carr Hall, now part of the Hill Dormitory Complex, was named for Hugh in 1974. Rogers, St. Clair, and Murphy, Case 2. Robert F. Rogers, who lived from 1923 to 1974. Graduated class of 1955 and served as the Buildings and Grounds Superintendent from 1953 to 1955. After graduation from high school in 1941 in Cleveland, Bob Rogers obtained a position in jet research with NASA in the Cleveland area. He was an active church member and served in several capacities, but had a desire to be better prepared to serve the Lord. So, he and his wife enrolled in the Baptist Bible Institute Evening School in Cleveland in 1949. That led to Bob's desire to serve the Lord full-time, so he enrolled in the BBI Day School. In the summer of 1953, BBI's building, Cedar Hill Baptist Church, burned to the ground, and almost simultaneously, by God's grace, the campus of Cedarville College became available for BBI to obtain. Bob Rogers was asked to come to Cedarville to become the Building and Grounds Superintendent, and also to continue as a student in the Bible department. He graduated in 1955. He and his wife were accepted as home missionaries by the Fellowship of Baptists for Home Missions and began a church in Lorain, Ohio. After that, they served in several church plants in New Jersey and Pennsylvania before eventually coming back to Ohio. Rogers Hall, now part of the Hill Dormitory Complex, was named for Bob Rogers in 1976. Kenneth H. St. Clair, who lived from 1927 to 2013. Serving as business manager and vice president for business from 1964 to 1988. Ken St. Clair was born in Colorado and served in the Navy in World War II and the Korean War. He earned degrees in business from the University of Illinois and received his CPA in 1962. Before coming to Cedarville College, he taught business courses at a college in Illinois and worked as an accountant. St. Clair came to Cedarville in 1959 to assist in organizing and developing the Department of Business Administration. Dr. Jeremiah then asked him to become business manager for the college, and he was later named Vice President for Business by Dr. Paul Dixon in 1983. During his time as an administrator, he continued to teach personal finance in the Department of Business. He was also active in the Cedarville community, serving as clerk, treasurer, and councilman for the Village of Cedarville for over 25 years. He also served as head of the Cedarville Area Development Corporation and as a member of the Chamber of Commerce. St. Clair Hall was named for him in 1999. J. Dale Murphy, who lived from 1913 to 2003, serving on the Board of Trustees from 1953 to 2000. Dale Murphy resided in Waterloo, Iowa, and developed a career as a business owner and real estate broker. He joined the Board of Trustees of the college in 1953 and served as chairman from 1968 to 1972. He became a trustee emeritus in the year 2000. Murphy was also a member of the board of the Iowa Regular Baptist Camp. And in 1978, Murphy served on the new president committee of the Board of Trustees, which resulted in the call to Paul H. Dixon to become the 8th president of the college. Dixon was inaugurated at homecoming in the fall of 1978. Murphy was named an honorary alumnus of Cedarville College in 1980. Murphy Hall was named for him in 2002. Jenkins, Walker, and Parker, Case 3. Eleanor Ellie G. Jenkins, who lived from 1953 to 2015. Class of 1975. Eleanor Ellie Jenkins was born in Hackensack, New Jersey in 1953. At a young age, Ellie put her faith in Jesus Christ as her personal savior. The journey with Christ prompted her to attend Cedarville College during the 1971 and 1972 academic year, where she met and fell in love with her future husband, Warren Jenkins, from the class of 72. Ellie held many roles in her life: daughter, sister, wife, mother, grandmother, aunt, friend, and above all, Christ follower. She was the mother of three children and grandmother to 10. Some have said that however your path crossed Ellie's, you walked away experiencing God's gracious hospitality. She was also known for her generous heart, love, and support for Cedarville University. Her husband, Warren, has been a member of the Board of Trustees of the university since 2013. Jenkins Hall was named in Ellie's honor in 2017. Richard Dick Walker, who lived from 1946 to 2024, Campus Activities Director and Dean of Community and Family Programs, serving from 1970 to 2012. Dick Walker, known by many on campus as Chief, first visited Cedarville as a high school student and then returned after graduating from Bowling Green State University and serving in the military for 2 years. His first job on campus in 1970 was overseeing the intramural recreation program. In 1971, Dick was selected to serve as head resident at the Cedar Park Apartments. He took over the position of activities director in 1972 and, along with serving as dean of men for 10 years, he devoted his life to providing a vast array of activities for the university family. Under Dick's direction, the campus activities office brought to the university everything from highly sophisticated artist series to a 10-ton spirit rock. As the dean of community and family programs, Dick was instrumental in getting students involved in activities to benefit the local community. Later on, he served as coordinator for alumni engagement and made connections with alumni around the world. Dick was awarded the Alumni Distinguished Service Award in 1998 and was named Honorary Alumnus of the Year in 2008. Former President Paul Dixon said, "I think Dick Walker has probably had some of the most significant contributions of anyone who's been at Cedarville." Walker Hall was named for Dick in 2018. James D. Parker, graduated class of 1964. James D. Parker was born in Portsmouth, Ohio. In 1950, he enlisted in the United States Air Force, where he served for 4 years. After his time in the military, he felt called to attend a Bible college to prepare for ministry. Initially, he had his sights set on Moody Bible Institute, but decided he wanted to attend a school closer to home. So, he departed Portsmouth for Cedarville College. He said, "My focus was on getting an education grounded in biblical truth and pursuing my call to become a preacher." During his time as a student at Cedarville, he served as vice president of the freshman class and served as sophomore class chaplain. Parker received his degree in history from Cedarville in 1964. After spending decades in the ministry, Parker most recently has spent his time as an instructor at the Central Baptist Institute in Syracuse, New York, an outreach of the Central Baptist Church where his son-in-law serves as a pastor. Parker Hall was named for him in 2020. Upon receiving this honor, Parker said, "I hope the students who live in the residence hall develop a love for one another. They'll learn to listen to each other and consider the other person's viewpoint, that they will learn to experience the Christian life for themselves." Wood and Morton, Case 4. Duane R. Wood, who lived from 1941 to 2019, serving as academic vice president from 1987 to 2005. Before coming to Cedarville, Wood served in many positions. He was dean of the School of Business at the University of Southern Maine. He served as the director of the Perry School of Banking, and he was the associate dean of the School of Business Administration at Central Michigan University. After his arrival in Cedarville as the new chief academic officer in 1987, Wood helped position Cedarville as a leader in Christian higher education, with multiple world-class programs launched during his tenure. Most notably, he led the development of the School of Engineering and Computer Science, the establishment of the International Center for Creativity in Columbus, and he paved the way for the development of the School of Pharmacy. Wood also oversaw the first offering of Cedarville's graduate programs. In addition, he was a trustee for the New England Baptist Bible College, Jerusalem University College, and the Kettering College of Medical Arts. After stepping down as the academic vice president, Wood served from 2005 to 2010 as the executive director of program development. He then became a professor in Cedarville's School of Business Administration MBA program in 2010, serving in that role until his death in 2019. In 2010, Dr. Wood was recognized as Cedarville's Honorary Alumnus of the Year. Wood Hall was named for him in 2022. James F. Morton, who lived from 1828 to 1903. One of the founders and original Board of Trustee members, he served from 1887 to 1903. Reverend James F. Morton played a key role in the early years of Cedarville College. Born in Tennessee in 1828, Morton spent several years teaching before he entered Monmouth College in 1859, graduated in 1861, and then graduated from the seminary in 1862. He then moved to Cedarville in 1863 to become the pastor of the Reformed Presbyterian Church, a position he would hold for 40 years. In 1879, Reverend Morton introduced a resolution to the Reformed Presbyterian Synod to form a committee to select a site for an academic institution and to do all that is possible to secure the establishment of such an institution at an early day. Because of a nationwide economic recession in the last decades of the 1800s, funding for the college was very difficult to secure, but Morton and others persisted. He thus became one of the five founders of Cedarville College who finally secured the charter for the college in 1887. Morton then served as the first secretary of the inaugural Board of Trustees when the college finally admitted students for the first time in 1894. Reverend Morton became one of the college's first faculty members while also serving as vice president from 1894 until his death in 1903. In 1895, his daughter Lulu Morton married Dr. W. Renwick McChesney, the second president of Cedarville. Morton Hall was named for Reverend Morton in 2023. Thank you for listening to another Centennial Library production, and have a blessed day. The text is by Lynn Brock, University Archivist. Audio by Cole Burkheiser, voiceover artist. Most residence hall photos taken by Scott Huck, University Photographer. And the copyright is 2024.